Well, you're back with Over Coffee, and this is Dot Ken, and I wanted to remind you that you are invited to a party. It is going to be an absolutely great one. You can expect to get a chance to be creative, meet authors, see some cool vintage cars, and play a very different kind of bingo, and I have not even scratched the surface here. It's very family-friendly, and joining me in studio right now are Chris Ramirez, Chief Financial Officer of San Gabriel Valley Pride, and Mitch Brayman, who is San Gabriel Valley Pride Secretary. So, Chris, Mitch, welcome.
Great. Thank you for having us back.
Hi, God. How are you?
It's great to have you back. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good.
Let's start with the theme of this year's Pride Festival, Pride Is. Tell me how you came up with that, please.
Well, usual brainstorming session with the board, and, of course, all of the myriad ideas come pouring through, and somebody said, I think it was Aaron, actually, our president said, well, you know, Pride Is. And we thought, wow, as a declaratory statement, that would be great. Pride is. It's not going away. It is.
I love that.
That's how we came up with it.
And you actually incorporate that into something that premiered last year, I think. The Big Draw LA, is that going to be back?
Exactly. It'll be back. It's an LA County-wide art experience for communities produced through the LA County Cultural Affairs Office, and the Ryman Arts Center is managing it for them. And our event will bring back the Road to Equality, we call it. It's our, because our theme last year was the Road to Equality. It's made up of tiles that are created by the festival goers, and they paint, draw, etch, whatever they feel describes Pride Is this year, and we will add that to the Road to Equality, and that'll be on display there at the event.
I love that. Last year, I remember that you wound up with what looked like a huge mural, and it was like the Yellow Brick Road, only in rainbow.
Exactly.
Mitch, I'm going to ask you to take me on an imaginary tour right now. It's now September 28th. We are at Memorial Park, which I neglect to say that's where you are this year, and it's 11 o'clock in the morning. What do we see?
You'll see people still setting up. There's a couple areas. Of course, my personal favorite is the Classic Car Show because I've been involved with that since the very beginning. We will be blocking off Holly Street between Royal Parkway and Raymond, right in front of the Senior Center, which is also right at the top of the ramp for the Gold Line station. So it is very Gold Line accessible for people who don't have cars. There will be a couple dozen cars on display there. We'll also have a couple sponsors. I have to say, Zipcar is going to be one of them, who is helping to underwrite the cost to close the street, of course. Then going through the Senior Center, the patio will be having an art show from the Tom of Finland Foundation, as well as wine tasting, which is new this year. That's by Barefoot Wines. During the wine tasting, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence will be doing some teaser bingo to give a little taste of what will be happening the following week, which is actually drag queen bingo, which will be in Pasadena. Then the festival itself is going to be in the Memorial Park on the grounds. There will be upwards of 20 to 30 exhibitors, most of which will be community-based. There will be interactive things for both kids and adults, as Chris was mentioning, the Road to Equality, as well as other arts and crafts.
How much fun is that? I'd love to look a little bit closer at each of these. And I'm going to, of course, pick on you for the cars and the motorcycles. So what do we see? Who's bringing what?
Oh, boy. Well, at this point, we have about a dozen people who have pre-registered. The cars are from pre-war, meaning pre-1940. We also have some modern cars this year, including motorcycles, which we've added. Of course, my personal favorite is Marvin, which is going to be my new car that I'm going to be debuting at that show.
No more Trudy, huh?
Trudy might be there also. I just need another driver to get her there and back.
So Marvin is I thought I was seeing a cue to break here. What kind of a car is Marvin?
Okay. Marvin is a 1968 Mercury Park Lane Yachtside, one of only 11 remaining.
Wow. And you say that in one breath, too.
I've been practicing.
Now, last year, I couldn't seem to stop taking pictures of that 100-year-old pie wagon. Any idea of that coming back?
That one won't. However, the owner of that car has three or four Maxwells that he has brought in the past, and he says he's going to be debuting another car, which, again, is going to be not only pre-World War II, it would be pre-World War I. He does drive it.
Ooh. Tell me also a little bit about the motorcycles.
As I mentioned, this year we've added motorcycles. I know there's a 1971 Triumph that is going to be there, and a couple more modern street bikes some people have entered.
But I want to see and get a picture of Marvin, because Trudy was a really photogenic car last year.
She is.
Chris, what about that bingo? That sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, we do a couple times a year, we do a trifecta fundraiser for ourselves, the Pasadena Pride Center, and Pasadena PFLAG. And the three nonprofits benefit from the proceeds that are raised by that drag queen bingo with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence.
And, of course, PFLAG, Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays.
Yes. And so a week after our event, I believe the date is October 5, at Eden Garden.
Correct.
We'll be doing the trifecta bingo with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to raise funds for those three nonprofits. And if you've never experienced bingo with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence...
You've never experienced bingo.
Yes, you've never experienced a lot. So it's going to be great fun. We call it a teaser because there is no charge. Of course, we ask people to participate in the wine tasting. Barefoot was kind enough to come in as a sponsor and provide the product for that wine tasting. So people can purchase tickets for that wine tasting, $5 each, or $3, $4, $10. So we'll be doing that. And that's on the patio of the Senior Center. It's a nice area. It makes a great wine garden. We will have on the perimeter, we will have art from the Town of Finland Foundation, erotic art from the Town of Finland Foundation, an exhibit that was recently at the One Institute. There was one other item there on the patio, and I can't remember it at this moment.
Well, when we come back from our break, though, we'll probably recall, and I would love to know a little bit more about this bingo, because let's tempt some people. Let's say that somebody has never experienced the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, and they're kind of bingo.
Oh, my.
What's going to happen?
It's crazy. There's call-outs when certain numbers are called by the sisters. Then the crowd is encouraged to participate. It's an interactive experience. Let's just say, I-69 is a real interesting number to hear called because the crowd is encouraged to react in a certain way. There's a script, and you can follow it, and it's participatory, and it'll be wild and crazy because, of course, it's an adult venue, basically, the patio, with the wine tasting and the erotic art and bingo.
I will not spoil this, but I will tell you that I did happen to go to a similar event, not with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, and a few people got pelted with some bingo cards. It was very fun.
Yes.
And they served way too much candy and too much good food. I must add that as well.
Yes.
Well, there will be food at this. Being it is at Eden Garden, people are encouraged to come early, get a good seat. They will have food and wine, food and beverages for people who show up.
You and I are listening today to Mitch Brayman and to Chris Ramirez of San Gabriel Valley Pride. We're talking about Pride Is, their special event happening on the 28th of September. And when we come back, I'm going to want to tell us all about the authors that are going to be there as well. This is overcoffee.canon with you on LancerRadio.org. This is Lancer Radio at LancerRadio.org, and you're listening to overcoffee.canon with you, talking today about Pride Is, which is a matter of 9 days away. This is an incredible family-friendly celebration. Yikes, says my guest in the studio. I'm talking to Mitch Brayman and to Chris Ramirez of San Gabriel Valley Pride. And let's explore what yikes mean, because I was going to ask you later, but I think you might need some volunteers and some help. What do you need?
Actually, that's a very good point. We are a community-based organization, we have no office, no budget, no format. It's all local people trying to put this event on. The most important, which I don't know if was really mentioned, was this is a free event to the public. People who show up will not be charged. There will be, of course, the wine that we're talking about. But to see the cars, to see the booths, to see the drag queens, and also to see the puppies, the San Gabriel Valley Humane Society will be setting up to have a pet adoption. It's a difficult event to put on just by the sheer amount of work that we do. There are lots of volunteer opportunities. It's not a show up at 9 o'clock and you're volunteering till 6. We try to put people in two-hour shifts in a capacity that they're interested in doing everything from helping the load in or load out to help monitor the gates where the car show is. And just overall, just assisting to get things done. Our website of www.sgvpride.org. There is actually a link to a volunteer sheet, and you just plug your name in, and we will contact you and hopefully get you on board to help us put this event on.
SGVPride.org. Yes. I did indeed fail to mention it's free and a very family-friendly event. I had a total blast last year. Looking forward to it again. And look for the volunteer tab on this one. Mitch, let me also ask you about donations. Last year you needed, I think, sodas donated. What do you need this year?
Money. No. Actually, in previous years, basically canned sodas or bottles of water, snack foods that could be given out to the volunteers who are actually helping. Charlie's Coffee House in South Pasadena is giving us a large carafe of coffee for our volunteers to help set up in the morning. They did that last year, and I could tell you, personal experience, that really helped.
I can imagine.
The event itself, things that could be given away at the bingo for prizes, that would be also help because that helps keep the funds going. Because the city of Pasadena is also coming on board on sponsors, they've helped absorb some of the hard costs regarding permits and things like that. But there's still the cost of closing the street, the rental of the park, things along those lines. But as we were talking earlier, Munchie food to help feed the volunteers would be a godsend.
Anybody that has, for example, a small business that might be able to do this, yes. Anybody that just wants to get out there and help and support a great event.
Okay. And of course, we are a 501c3 with full nonprofit status, and we could write you a letter saying thank you for your in-kind donation. So
definitely, once again, sgvpride.org. Check Correct. On the volunteers. I'm assuming that there's also a donate tab right there.
There is. And also, if you write info at sgvpride.org, that will go directly to our board, and we'd be able to contact you to even give you more information about the event.
info@sgvpride.org. Great. Meanwhile, Chris, I'd really love you to tell me a little bit about some of the authors. I had the pleasure of speaking with Peter Sines, who's one author who's going to be there, but who all else is there?
Yeah, the schedule actually begins at 11 with Megan Walker. She'll be reading and signing, discussing her book, God Loves You Gay. That's about her personal journey to religion. And she is an active member now of Episcopal Church, All Saints Episcopal Church here in Pasadena. At noon, we'll have Veronica Reyes reading and signing Chopper Chopper, Poetry from Bordered Lives. She is a self-described Chicana Jota poet with Arctoy books. The book is about the as she describes them, the Joteria, the Malflores, the Jotos, and the beautiful rainbow communities of East L.A. and El Paso, where she grew up. Then at 1 o'clock, we have Regina Lark reading from Psychic Debris, Crowded Closets. The book is a self-improvement book about the manifestation of a cluttered home and a cluttered workspace and how it affects our mind and our daily living. And she works with you to overcome that. At 2 o'clock, then, we have Caitlin Reardon reading from her book, Bondage of Self. Caitlin is a transgendered woman, began life as a male, and transitioned. At the time that she transitioned, she was in operations management, had been in operations management for 25 years with Philip Morris. And she went through the change from male to female while working in that high-profile job. At 3 o'clock, we have Robin Jackson reading from Gray, which is a fiction piece. The main character, Gray Turner, is a police arrest horror novelist, and 16 taxidermied bodies are found in her basement.
Oh, goodness.
She's arrested, and Caitlin will be talking to us about that book. And then at 4 o'clock, we have Peter Sines reading from Coven of Wolves. It's a book about Devin Marshall is the main character. He's running from a coven of dark witches. New to the world of magic, Devin tries his best to outrun and outlast the coven. And so Peter will be reading from that. He was featured at Reardon Roman's recently in a reading there. And then at 5 o'clock, we have Robert Paul reading and signing Little Rainbow Comics. It's a small book with a big message. Stan, Denisha, and Zach are your all-American out and proud kids. And it's about their life experiences being young and gay and interacting with their families. So I think the Authors Forum offers quite a bit, just about every type of book that you can think of. So we encourage people to come out and participate because it is a participatory activity.
That is really neat about the kids' book especially.
Yes, yes, absolutely. We thought it was important. You know, all generations are important. And so we try to make sure that we are sensitive to that and that we include as much of the generations as we can.
Yeah, let the kids know early on that the way you're born is the way you're born. That's
right.
It.
It is what it
so
is.
Tell me a little bit. Well, we may have to explore this when we come back. We will definitely have to explore this when we come back. But when we come back, I would like to know about both the kids' activities that you have and about a project that you have going on there called We the People that sounded pretty amazing. So you and I are listening today to Chris Ramirez and Mitch Brayman from the San Gabriel Valley Pride Organization. And they, this year, had their 2013 San Gabriel Valley Pride Festival, themed Pride Is, happening on Saturday, the 28th of September. It's a free festival happening 11 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m. at Memorial Park, right down near Memorial Station on the Gold Line. And they are inviting you to come on out, come celebrate with them, and come help them if you can, because they need volunteers and they need donations of snacks and things to keep people's strength up as they work like mad to give everybody a good time. So here, once again, is their information, info@sgvpride.org, to email them, info@sgvpride.org. You can find out more about what this is about at sgvpride.org online. And we'll be right back here on Over Coffee, a little bit closer look about what's happening for us library buffs at Pride Is on the 28th. This is LancerRadio.org. This is Lancer Radio at LancerRadio.org, and you're listening to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. We are counting down to September 28th. This is, if I'm counting correctly, the 14th Pride Festival for San Gabriel Valley Pride. Started in 2001. Is that correct, Mitch?
Under this incarnation, yes. It's actually our 20th year regarding Pride in the San Gabriel Valley in Pasadena. It started actually the same day as the March on Washington in April of 1993, which was on the steps of City Hall, which then segued into that October, the first actual gay Pride Festival in Pasadena, which was under Catalyst, which became Pasadena Pride. Over the course of the years, it had moved around, was fairly successful, and when most of the board of that group had moved mostly to San Diego, of all places, Aaron, Chris, and a woman who now lives in Michigan basically reformed San Gabriel Valley Pride and had the first real Pride event since then, back in 2011.
20 years. Happy 20 anniversary.
Years.
This is great.
Thank you.
Now, when this comes up on the 28th, I don't want to forget to mention that we have something special happening through the library. Would you tell me about this, please, Mitch? Chris, I'm going to pick on you.
Yeah, I know a little bit more only because I've been a little more involved. Mitch really focuses on cars. Which is great. But the City Library, Pasadena City Library, this year has a project called We the People. And it's about collecting the spoken histories of people in the community in Pasadena about their life's experience in Pasadena. And so we reached out, and they took our hand, and so they're going to be at the event recording the histories of LGBT people here in Pasadena. What has their life been like? What were key moments? And that will all become part of the city's official archives.
Wow.
At the library. So it's a wonderful opportunity for the LGBT community, specifically in Pasadena this year, to talk about their experiences here in Pasadena. And the hope is that it'll be successful enough that they will be able to get funding next year to broaden it to the entire San Gabriel Valley. But this year, the focus is the city of Pasadena.
That is really cool.
It's awesome.
What has been a key moment, I'm going to suggest, for the Pride Festival and for you, working with Pride Festival for you as a gay person and making a statement with what you do to the community?
Well, working with this event, it's specifically been It's a different type of pride, and in fact, that's a tagline that we use. Most of your listeners are probably very familiar with the large urban pride celebrations that go on. They're very celebratory. They usually happen in a boys' town or a very gay-friendly area, a geographic area. When you're in the suburbs, though, you outreach to communities who are disenfranchised, who are shunned even. And it's difficult and challenging to get people to feel comfortable about coming to a public space and celebrating who they are. And so it's been a very difficult road from an event standpoint to get a crowd at the event since 2001. We started simply as a picnic in 2001 because we were days after 9/11 2001. So I think the rewarding thing is that each year I see it grow. And it's been a wonderful experience to see that. I was president of LA Pride for 5 years, and that is a large urban pride celebration and very much in the template of large pride celebrations. And it's real easy to get sponsors there. It's real easy to get the community out there because they're used to going there to that community, to that area to celebrate. It's different here in Pasadena and the San Gabriel Valley area. People are much more about home and hearth. They do want to celebrate, but maybe not so overtly. And so it's really more about lifestyle, really about lifestyle and finding the things that they do in their daily lives and building on those and just making a fun street fair environment.
If things go exactly like you would love them to on September 28th, what size crowd will you get and what message will Pride is put across the community?
Well, you know, 20,000. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
That'd be nice.
People at the city are freaking right now. We guesstimate that we'll attract between 500 and 1,000. So if it exceeds 1,000, that would be awesomely wild. I mean, that would be beyond my wildest dreams. But, you know, if we get between 500 and 1,000, we're good. We've planned for that. We should be able to accommodate. Certainly Memorial Park is large enough, has wonderful facilities. It's a great place to do something, and it is centric to public transportation with the Gold Line and the Arts Line and Metro and Foothill all having, it's almost like a terminal for those public transportation services. So I think we've come back to a great venue. The city has made it reasonably affordable for us. The costs here at PCC were kind of rising, but also the challenge here at PCC is that it's really kind of hidden. Even though it's a wonderful venue and we were able to do great things here, from an event standpoint, it's fabulous. But from a community standpoint, it's kind of hidden and insular, and we really wanted to get out into the public, as it were.
Out where people will see you when they go to get a cup of coffee, and they'll see you when they take their buses and such.
Right, exactly.
Mitch, I had been wondering, I remember last year among the community booths was a marriage equality booth. Well, now that Proposition 8 has been struck down,
yay.
What are some of the events and some of the issues that you'd really like to communicate to people with Pride is?
For me personally, it's just the sense of community. The one thing that I've gone to both, as Chris says, the urban prides as well as the smaller prides, and I personally get drawn to the smaller prides. I like the idea that every other booth is not like a swap meet trying to get my money. There's everything ranging from community services, including health issues. There's also churches. There's, as we mentioned earlier, pet adoption. But people show up with their kids, their families. People show up with their own pets. It's just more of a visibility type of atmosphere rather than let's just go there, get drunk, and see who I could meet. Given that, being, as Chris also mentioned, out in the park, the idea of just people being able to wander in, show up, be able to, absorb the environment is pretty much where I think it's all about.
I thought it was fantastic last year. So welcoming. Everybody could come, gay, straight. It was like, come celebrate with us. Come find out what we're about. I love that.
Precisely.
In our final moments here, what would you really love anyone listening to know about Pride is? Mitch, I'll start with you on this one.
Basically, that you don't have to go to West Hollywood or Long Beach to be out and gay and and happy. We have a lot of people in the gay community here in Pasadena and the San Gabriel Valley. There are a lot of nesters. There are a lot of couples. I mentioned my car club, Great Autos of Yesteryear, that is helping us put this car show on. A lot of the people, both male and female, and non-gay couples live in the area and just don't feel welcomed going out to these other places, not because they're shunned, but because it's just a different environment. It's a party environment there as opposed to a community. I mean, it sounds like such the buzzword, like the word empowerment was 20 years ago. But it pretty much is. It's a sense of a belonging, a sense of just being comfortable who you are and where you are, rather than having to travel 45 minutes to an hour to feel comfortable.
Chris, I'm going to put the same question out to you as we wrap up here. What do you really want people to know about Pride Is this year?
I think it's important that people realize the entire family is invited.
Yes.
It's a multi-generational event. It's built that way. The City Library will also be providing activities for all generations, whether they be readings or arts and crafts. So they'll be there with their community outreach program as well. And, you know, we've built it with the support of the community. Wells Fargo Foundation, the David Geffen Foundation, Experience LA, the City of Pasadena, the Romans bookstore, obviously, the Fight magazine, Celebrity Cruises is going to be there with a luxury culinary and spa tour experience. So really, it's of the community, for the community, and hopefully by the community soon.
And hopefully people will come out and see it, and we'll be there. It's sgvpride.org. Once again, you and I have been listening today to Mitch Brayman and to Chris Ramirez. And very quick, Mitch, what would you like to say?
Just want to end with wishing Chris a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Chris.
I'm 21 finally. Yay!
It's nice to be 21. And you have been listening to Over Coffee. Once again, Pride Is happening. It's free September 28th, Memorial Park, Holly and Raymond here in Pasadena. Be there. You'll have a great time. This is Dot Cannon with Over Coffee on LanserRadio.org.